A new year, a new attitude. Happy New Year. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen and one of our favorite people, Paul, joining us by our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Dr. Christian Conti, a licensed professional counselor, certified domestic violence counselor, and anger management specialist, and that doesn't even cover just a small part of what Doc does. Happy New Year, Doc. Good to see you.
Happy New Year. Good to see you on the radio, too.
You have been through a lot with your family in the past couple of years, and I'm sure this new year brings new promise and excitement for you, too.
Oh, my goodness. We are on cloud nine going into 2026. Everybody's healthy, and we're so grateful for every single moment. Like, instead of just saying that, like, we feel that through our bones. So I'm really excited for 2026.
And that said, a lot of people, and it makes sense, want to hit the reset button, call them resolutions you want to make for the new year. But the number one question is from you, and you're so positive, and I love that about you, is how do you make some of this stuff really stick and really make a change in your life that's positive?
So I love and I appreciate that you would call me positive, but I don't see myself as positive. I see myself as realistic, and the past is gone. I cannot get a single second of it back, so I just don't focus on it. And the future hasn't been created yet, so if I'm not ever going to make it to the future. The only moment I have is the present moment. So the advice that I would give people and what I practice myself is every moment is the only moment that exists. So if we can kind of shed the past, forget about thinking about what's going to happen in the future, and say, how am I encountering this moment, then we're going to be way better off.
No, I was thinking in terms of people who want to lose weight for the coming year, and they have a specific number in mind, Dr. Conti, and then all of a sudden, things kind of fall apart. Is part of the problem because you're looking at such a monumental task that's ahead of you?
100%. So let me come back to this present moment concept. What happens is someone says, all right, I want to make this weight, but then they do something during the day. They see a good looking donut or hear a great pizza ad. That made me hungry for pizza. And then they give up on that diet for a moment. And then they say, well, see, I can't do it. I'm terrible. I messed up. And what I would say is challenge that story. You already ate it. Let's just get right back to where you are in this moment. And can you discipline yourself in this present moment? And that's why coming back to the present matters so much. I also think something huge. I think I would love for people to challenge the stories they tell themselves, because we tell ourselves stories about ourselves. And sometimes those stories are harsh. I can't lose weight. I can't do this. I can't do that. But what if you told yourself a different story altogether? So I would challenge people to look at the stories they tell themselves.
We're with Dr. Christian Conti. Doc, you're an expert in anger management. A lot of people have high anxiety. And I read something just yesterday, and I thought of you, and that was people who get angry quickly, who have a flash temper, often are using their anger as a protective shield. And they're really, in many cases, very good and sensitive people. I mean, you're the expert in this area. How true is that?
It's really true. So actually, a large portion of anger, when you can't understand where it's coming from, it's usually coming from anxiety or depression. So if I feel really anxious, and then just think about what happens to your body. It gets a bunch of uncomfortable chemicals going through it when I'm anxious. But then when I lash out in anger, then you get those feel-good hormones. The same thing you get when you're exercising. Those endorphins go flooding through you, and it feels better. Same thing when you're depressed. You have really uncomfortable chemicals going through you. But the moment you lash out, scream, yell, throw something, again, I'm not advocating for it, but what happens is when people lash out in anger, it actually feels better than the depression. And that's one of the reasons why people get angry without realizing why.
Dr. Conti, to what extent do you think fear is behind the anger?
an enormous part. So anxiety and fear are neurological twins. So if you just looked at a brain scan, you could pinpoint exactly, is this fear or is this anxiety? What really changes it is whether or not the threat is physically present or not. And just looking at the brain scan, you wouldn't be able to tell that. And so fear and anxiety play a huge role. If I'm afraid, think about the car ride. So you're in a car ride with your spouse is tapping that imaginary brake, and they're like, slow down.
Right.
Car's 500 miles ahead of you and they're still screaming. It's because they have fear, and they're covering up that fear with anxiety and that anxiety with anger. Like, you need to slow down, because the moment they yell that or say that sharply, their body's flooded with endorphins and it feels better temporarily. The problem is that's a temporary fix. That's why anger is not the solution to get out of depression and anxiety. You want to use things like knowledge, like think that we're talking about right now, understanding that I'm safe. You know, this is it's fascinating, because I have used the phrase, I'm safe. I use it myself, but I teach it to some of the toughest people in the world, some of the toughest people who are incarcerated, some of the toughest UFC fighters in the world. I will have them say to themselves over and over again, I'm safe, I'm safe. Now, they're not going to say it out loud. They're not going to walk down the street and say it out loud, but they are saying it to themselves. And that actually helps your fear response, because in the present moment, you are safe.
I want to share something I read. I thought you'd appreciate it. You too, Paul and Aaron, from Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of the great writers of our history. He said, write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. He is rich who owns the day, and no one owns the day who allows it to be invaded with fret and anxiety. Finish every day and be done with it. You've done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. Begin it well and sincerely. With too high a spirit to be cumbered by your old nonsense. The new day is too dear with its hopes and invitations to waste a moment on yesterday's. That's kind of what you said to open this segment.
Yeah. And he wrote that in the woods. So you think he was waking up every day by himself, and he's realizing that at one point he woke up and it's the same day as yesterday to the outside world. But his mind could have been flooded with anxieties. I should have done this, I should have done that. You look at that, how long ago that was written, and that applies to all of us today. How many listeners out there right now are waking up living the same day they lived yesterday? Same worries, same fears. They don't apply, but they're still living them. Once you realize, holy crap, I can control what I'm saying to myself about the day, challenge the story you tell yourself. We love comfort. Listen, I listen to old-time radio. I go to sleep every night to old-time radio. I have for years. I used to love Boston Blackie till I listened to every episode four or five times. Now I'm on to Dimension X and X-1. But I love those comfort shows because it brings us familiarity. So there's nothing wrong with wanting familiarity. The problem is when that familiarity is something negative that doesn't even apply to the present moment.
Dr. Cotty, I'm curious to know what you think about something I learned in the last couple of years from a friend who said, when you're having a bad day, it's always okay to just start all over again.
That's it. Like 100%, that is the wisdom. So in other words, sometimes people need, if they're struggling, they need to jump in the shower and make that be symbolic. You jump in the shower and you start fresh. And maybe it's a physical metaphor, but it actually can work. But the reality of what you just said is it. That's it. We start from this present moment. In any given moment, someone can say, oh man, I started listening to these guys when he started talking. I thought this was nonsense. Wait a minute. Maybe there's something to it. Boom. Let me start from this moment forward. And again, those past moments when we started this call are already over. Now we're on to this moment.
And former Pirates manager Clint Hurdle, who we talked to recently, has a book out called Hurdleisms, Doc, and you would really appreciate it. One of the things that really resonated was be where your feet are. in the moment. So
I love that.
Hey, great to see you and talk to you. Give my best to your bride and your daughter, and happy that you have such an outlook for the new year.
Kaya is giving her first professional presentation this upcoming week in physics on original research she did. She's only a junior in college, and she did original research on distant galaxies. It's mind-boggling. I can't wait to see her do it.
If she ever needs help with physics, don't have her call Paul or I. just for the record.
Give me.
That's awesome, Doc. Give her our best, and Happy New Year. Thank you.
I will. Happy New Year.
Dr. Christian Conti.
You know, speaking of traffic, which we're moving on to, I have to thank him for the change that I've had behind the wheel because of his help.
I think about his advice to us every day while driving, which is don't take it personal. When you get cut off and you want to scream or give a half a peace sign. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
Never heard it described that way, Larry.
Powered by. Well, on this Friday where a lot of people are off, so is Tamira Rush. So I thought, Paul, why not? What's trending with E?
There you go.
Aaron, our producer. What do you got for us, Aaron?
Well, we are going to start with Stranger Things because that is the talk of the world. No joke. On social media, TikTok, Instagram, everything. And did you watch the finale, Larry?
I did not, but family members have. Mm. And I hear the some type of monster in the family room.
Vecna.
Who?
Vecna. V-E-C-N-A.
Vecna.
Yeah. And I don't really know what it was about the show. I think it was season 3 where it turned extra dark, Paul. And then from there, they closed it up. But it has been a solid almost 10-year.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah.
Has it been around that long?
Wow.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like a whole generation that's hung up on it. So.
In terms of like IMDb ratings, Rotten Tomatoes, 95% of the people that weigh in on it like the show.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not up to date, but the world has been rocked. I won't ruin it for people, but the finale, you know, kind of ended and people have strong feelings.
Now, is that it? It's done.
It showed, now, it did have an 18-month epilogue where it jumps ahead. And so maybe there could be spinoffs. That's kind of what people are saying. It could have hinted at spinoffs, but who knows?
So there'll be a lot of binging going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, because of the cold weather, people are trapped inside that don't want to go out and snowboard or ski or ice skate.
Yeah.
They're happy to be inside. Comfy, cozy.
Comfy, cozy. Okay. So this is one that I just feel so bad. Do you guys feel that Will Smith has been able to bounce back after what he did on stage?
And when I saw the story this morning about Will, it was just, what a gut punch.
It is.
What happened?
So a violinist has sued him for alleged sexual harassment and wrongful termination.
Is this from that movie? Is this from a movie he made with somebody?
No, so I just had it pulled up. Okay, so basically the violinist was on tour, and it says the lawsuit was filed December 31st, 2025. Brian King Joseph is a violinist's name, and his company, Trayball Studios, are suing Will Smith for wrongful termination claims that are tied to Will Smith based on a true story global tour. So, as you know, this violinist must have been on tour when Will Smith did his stint. You know how he kind of came back to the music world. And so it's just kind of terrible. Grooming and priming is kind of what they're going after.
Yeah, the allegations are really tough.
Yeah, really, really rough. And I just wonder, I remember Denzel Washington did like a brief interview because camera showed him talking to Will Smith that day at the award ceremony after he did that on stage during a commercial break. And he's like, dude, you're nominated for an Oscar. You got to watch when you're on the incline because it's at that moment that you can crash and burn. And I just feel bad because he really hasn't been able to bounce back.
No, that's sad. I think he's extraordinarily talented actor,
especially in King Richard, but right,
what he did on that stage will never, he'll always be marred by that.
100%.
That's so that's what's trending that's, with E.
Yep.
Wow. Wait till T finds out.
Yeah. We'll fill her in on Monday morning.
Yeah, see how she feels about it.
Okay. And coming up, Paul, you're going to share with us after the news update. You have an incredible story.
Well, you know what they call this? It's called frustration AI, and it's when you're on the phone contacting a company and talking to a computer and how to get around that. There's some,
oh my gosh,
some catchphrases and some words I want to share with you to get around it.
And more companies are utilizing AI receptionists.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When you call a company, I can't wait to hear what you can now say to confuse artificial intelligence.
No, that's huge, Paul. That's a good one.
Stand by. Grease. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Our producer is Aaron Farragonio. Together again as we enter 2026. This will be my 25th year doing the morning show, heading into it. That's sobering to me, believe it or not. Getting up at 3 a.m. And you've been doing this a long time too, Paul.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Close to 15 with you and almost 20 now here at the station.
At the plant.
Back on the chain gang on Friday morning.
Yes. So artificial intelligence. I told you earlier that one of the goals I've set for myself this year is to learn more about it just for my own use and not be afraid of the technology for good or bad. For me, I'm going to try to find a way to utilize it to do things more efficiently and be better. And Aaron, right out of the gate, Paul said, well, I have something. So when you call a utility, and I've done this recently, now you get, in many cases, you used to get people in some other countries, the Philippines, India, other places around the world, and frankly, many times difficult to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get a resolution for a question, you know, or a problem you're having. But now with artificial intelligence, more and more companies are moving into, you're talking to a computer in real time. And now Paul has a little cheat code.
Well,
how about this?
Thanks to Kim Komando. I was reading an article on foxnews.com couple of weeks ago as I was starting my holiday vacation, and they call this frustration AI, this endless loop of prompts and menus that you have to go through to get a problem solved, right?
Which in part is a way the companies try to get rid of you.
That's exactly right.
They're trying to make you go online and do everything because they don't want to pay people to help solve your problem. Have you experienced this, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. And believe it or not, I like talking on the phone way more than doing things online. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm one of the ones that are frustrated.
Especially if it's something that just doesn't quite fit, you know, if you've got a round peg for a square hole problem online, right?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Proceed, please.
So, the magic words. Here they are, according to Kim Komando. When an AI bot asks why you're calling, say, I need to cancel my service.
Wow.
The word cancel sets off alarms, and they send you straight to customer retention.
Okay.
I like that one.
Writing it
down. Or you can also say, I'm returning a call.
Wow.
And that's probably about an issue that the bot can't track. So then they have to kick you down and send you to a person to straighten it out. Now, there are power words that you can use. And the one big one is supervisor. So if the thing is giving you endless menu choices that don't fit the situation, you just say supervisor. Or this phrase, I need to file a formal complaint.
These are all common sense, but you just would never think in the moment.
Well, what I did was, you know, talk to a human, which,
this is a much better way
to do it. Yeah.
I like this cheat code.
And then if they ask for an account number. And who's got their account number handy, right, when you're calling? The suggestion here is press the pound key instead of numbers. Many of the older AI systems treat that unexpected input as an error, and then you're defaulted to a conversation with a person.
I'll give you an example. Should I name the company or not? I'll say no for the moment. but I was trying to pay them a bill online, right? And it kept asking for the information, that, and I put the account number in, and this is online, right? I'm not talking to, but I tried to call and got frustrated, and it kicked me out. And I tried three times to get a human being on the phone and couldn't. So I went online, and it wouldn't accept. The account number was correct. For some reason on their end, it said, you'll have to call.
Oh, brother.
And I'm talking to the computer myself saying, I called you three times.
Yeah, at that point, it's screaming.
And I'm trying to pay you.
Yes.
And now we have the cheat words.
They're preventing you. One other thing that popped up here, too, is just waiting 10 seconds or more before you give an answer. Sometimes that'll trip the system up and they'll send you to someone who's a live operator. Or you can also say, you could say something that's garbled. Right? Like that. Yeah, give them the Walking Dead sound effects, right? And before long, they'll come back and say, I can't understand you. If you repeat that enough, they're going to kick you over to a person.
Oh, you've given me a great idea.
And have you guys ever encountered, as soon as, you might have hit call to call the number, and 2 seconds later, an AI, whatever, answers, and you just took a breath or coughed, and it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't say anything.
Exactly. That's the thing to do.
Wow.
And just let it keep getting nothing. Just let it get static until it sends you to a person.
Some of them hang up on you eventually.
True. They figure,
right.
But I like this. So the next time you're trying to call and you've identified quickly that it's an AI computer system you're talking to, hit this. See if that works. Take that, you robot.